Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 116, verses 12 to 14, and 16 to 19, that is, from 12 to the end, but missing out verse 15 for this discourse. A question asked and answered. It's very simple. We have the question, first of all. The question is in verse 12. Here is the psalmist. How can I repay? He's talking to himself. Believers should talk to themselves. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? The psalmist is thinking. He's a thinking believer, you see. He's a reasoning believer. I hope you are. I know believers today are feeling believers, emotional believers, and all that kind of thing. But we should be thinking, rational, reasoning believers. And this thinking, this rational approach, this reasoning, leads him, moves him to thankfulness and praise. There's the question. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness, all his kindness and mercy to me over many years? He's raised his Ebenezer. He's given his testimony. How can I repay the Lord? Verse 2, why does he ask it? Verse 12, for all his goodness to me, you see. And you get it in verse 16. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have freed me from my chains. My chains fell off, said Charles Wesley. My chains fell off. I rose, went forth. I've been set free into light and liberty. Well, we can say much more than the psalmist in the days of the new covenant. He's only in the old here. Wesley's put it for us here. Brother and sister in Christ, how can we repay the Lord for all his goodness to us in Christ, our salvation and providence and the way he leads us? Well, that's the question, verse 12. That's the reason in verse 12 and verse 16. The third point, the question, why? Now, the answer. And we get it in verse 13. This is what I will do. Remember, it's old covenant language. You can see the equivalent, though, in the spiritual and the new. I will lift for the cup of salvation. I will call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. You getting the note of determination here? Here's a determination in life and lip to serve the Lord. Truly I am your servant. I am your servant, Lord. I will sacrifice, verse 17. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you. I will call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Of course, it's Old Covenant, temple, and so on. But can we see, can we not see, is it impossible not to see, surely, the New Covenant equivalent? This psalmist is asking the question, I want to give thanks to the Lord. I want to repay him. How can I do it? Why should I do it? Well, he's been merciful to me. And the answer is, I will take up this cup of salvation. I will worship the Lord. I will receive Christ while we have received Christ. I will glorify Christ. I will praise him. Remember what Cowper said. Have you no words? Have you got nothing to say? Think again. Think again. Words flow apace when you complain and fill your fellow creature's ear with the sad tale of all your woe. In all your care, yes, we can talk about our troubles. Were half the breath thus vainly spent to heaven in supplication sent, your cheerful song would oftener be, hear what the Lord has done for me. This psalm is a psalm of testimony. It's a psalm of praise, a question asked and answered. Oh, unbeliever, that you would ask this question and answer it. I will take the cup of salvation. I will receive Christ. Let me close with a line or two from Isaac Watts. So let our lips and lives express the holy gospel. We profess, I will take the cup of salvation. I will call on the name of the Lord.